Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start another chapter, Babu Tahrimi Qawlihi li Muslim Ya Kafir. The chapter on the prohibition of calling a Muslim Ya Kafir, O disbeliever. In other words, addressing a Muslim as a disbeliever, the prohibition of doing this. We are doing the various chapters of how a person should use his speech, how a person should be careful of his speech, whether it's with regards to the rain, whether it's regard to the sun, or the stars, or whether it's regard to the wind, etc. Person being very, very careful of his speech. This is also part of our deen. In deen, we are taught also to be very careful of how we talk. And when we talk also, what words we use, how selective we are, what words we choose. We have to be very careful. Sometimes a word can be a means of a marriage of 40 years, 50 years breaking up, because the person wasn't careful of what words he used. He used words of divorce, and now that marriage that was solid for so many years, a marriage that was weighing so well for so many years, because a few moments of anger, person wasn't careful of what he said, the whole marriage had broken up. And on the other hand, if a person is careful of the speech, two people were completely strangers. It was haram for them to have any interaction with at all. But if they use the correct words of nikah, and they make nikah, now they become halal for each other. So the words can have such an effect. Like that a person is slaughtering that animal, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not taken, that same animal now is not permissible to eat. But where a person takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he slaughters, and then that animal also becomes halal to eat. So this shows that these words have such a great effect. So today we're doing a section that the prohibition of calling a Muslim a kafir. This is something that is very, very serious in Islam, that a person is a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him a Muslim, and to address him as a kafir. As we're doing the ahadith, we'll explain inshallah. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha qala ar-rajulu li akhihi ya kafir, faqad ba'a biha ahaduhuma, fa'in kana kama qala, wa illa raja'at alayhi, muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person says to his brother, O disbeliever, O kafir, one of the two returns with that designation. One of the two will return as a kafir. Either the one that is saying it or the person that is being said to. So one of the two. He is either eligible for it or it returns to the one who said it. It returns to the sender. Person who is saying, oh kafir. Either the person he is addressing is eligible for it. He is correctly being addressed as a non-Muslim. Or this thing returns to the sender, the person that is saying it. Allama Kashmiri rahmatullahi gave a very nice example. He said it's like an example of a bouncy ball. You get a ball that's a bouncy ball. And when you throw that ball, if that sand or that ground that is accepting it, accepts it. In other words, is deserving of taking it. Like for example, that bouncy ball is now thrown on beach sand. Then what will happen? It won't bounce back. The beach sand will accept it. So he gives an example like that. When a person is being slandered, being sworn at, a person is being called a kafir, etc. If that person is deserving of it, of that curse, of being called a kafir. So now what will happen is like the beach sand, he'll accept it, it won't rebound to the sender. But where a person is addressing somebody else as a non-Muslim, he's cursing him with words that this person doesn't deserve, then what happens is like taking the ball and hitting it on a hard ground, like a tar surface or a concrete surface, it rebounds back onto that person that sent it, that threw it. So therefore we have to be very, very careful what we say. The ulama explained is where a person is being called a kafir, and there is absolutely no reason, valid reason for him to be addressed as a kafir. So here this is very serious. One of two types. One is where a person takes it, it's permissible, I can call this person a kafir. And this person, there is no reason for calling him at all. No shari'i reason for calling him. So now that designation comes back to him. By him taking it halal to call somebody else a non-Muslim, now he himself loses his iman. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has forbade us from calling somebody else a non-Muslim for no reason. And for no reason he's calling him a non-Muslim, he's taking it as halal to do this, and he himself has lost his iman. But there's another situation where a person in anger, in the fit of anger, or just to swear the person, or to call him a bad name, he addressed him as a kafir. Yeah, he didn't really mean that this person is a kafir, and he didn't take it as such, that this person is halal, it's permissible for him to call him a kafir. He just said it in the fit of anger, in the rage, in being upset. Here also it's a serious guna, it's a big guna. And it's not permissible to say this. But in this case, the sender, the person who's saying these words of, oh kafir, he himself doesn't lose his iman. It was just that it was said in a fit and rage of anger. عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من دعا رجلا بالكفر وقال عدو الله وليس كذلك إلا حار عليه متفق عليه. أبو ذر رضي الله عنه narrates that he heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, one who addresses another as a disbeliever or says to him, O enemy of Allah, when that is not the case, it reverts to him. It comes back to him again like that bouncy ball. The person is being called the enemy of Allah. He's being called a disbeliever. He doesn't deserve it. He didn't do anything that he deserves to be called these names. Now it returns back to the person that is sending it. Therefore, we have to be very, very careful of what we say, how we speak, whether when he's speaking to somebody else. So be very careful. Sometimes we think we're cursing somebody else, but that person is not deserving of that curse. What happens? We're actually cursing ourselves. That curse now rebounds and comes to ourselves. In fact, ulama are very, very, very careful, even in fatawa also, to be very careful of labeling anybody as a kafir. There was one incident that had come in the time of the Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullah alayhi to Deoband. Ghaliban, he was now the head Mufti that time of Deoband, and the question had come. In India, it's very common to see people selling paan on the streets everywhere, like how we got our vendors, very often in the corners or in the shops, and in the streets, you'll see people selling paans. They got a small table there. They got all the different things, the varieties that go into the paan. People pay them and they sell it. So one person had come to this paan seller to buy that paan. Now, in one of the ingredients in the paan is the tobacco that they put. And the tobacco makes it a little bit bitter. So according to the strength of the tobacco, that's how bitter that paan is. And those people that are connoisseurs and pros in paan, they'll know that the more bitter that paan is, the more better the paan is. So anyway, one person had come to buy that paan, and this person made it for him nicely, and this person took a bite, he wasn't happy with it. So he said he wants it more bitter. So he said, it says, yada karwa chahiye. So now, this person put more paan, he made it a little bit more bitter. Again, this person took it, and he said, it says, yada karwa chahiye. So I want it even more bitter than this. So again, he took it, and he made another one, and he made it bitter, very bitter. So now this person bit it, and he said, I want something more bitter. So the paan seller this time, he said, isse zyada karwa khuda ka naam hai. Anything more bitter than this is the name of Allah. That's what he said. Isse zyada karwa khuda ka naam hai. Isse zyada karwa khuda ka naam hai. So now anything more bitter than this will be the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the question that came from the madrasa. This is what this person said, the paan seller. Anything more bitter than this is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many people that were there said, now this is a kufr. This person is a kafir. How can he refer to the name of Allah as bitter? When it came here, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he looked at it and he said, this person is, who said this is not a kafir. So Allah asked him, that how, on what basis you said it? Such a serious statement, he's saying, that anything that is possibly more bitter than this would be the name of Allah. So then he said, you see, in paan, according to the level of bitterness, that is how potent and that is how strong this paan is. In other words, the level of perfection is determined on how bitter it is. Now look how careful they were thinking and how careful they were of issuing fatwa also. So the level of perfection is determined on how bitter this is. So this person that said it, the paan seller was saying it, that anything more bitter than this is the name of Allah. Anything more perfect than this will be the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not what you people are thinking, that the name of Allah is bitter. No. Anything more bitter than this with respect to paan means anything more perfect than this will be the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore this person is not a kafir, he's a Muslim. See to what extent they would go, look at the situation, be very, very careful. But nobody should ever be called a kafir. This is how a Muslim behaves, that he makes all excuses that he can, every type of excuse. Ulama say even if you have to make 99 excuses, and 99 reasons there are for a person to be seen as a kafir, but just one reason to be seen and taken as a Muslim, ignore all those 99 reasons, look at that one reason that he deserves to be called a Muslim, and take him to be a Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.